Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at Hero.co with code IHEART. That's Hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on Hero.co.
Hi.
Hi. How are we doing?
It's good. Everything's good. Everything's good over here. We have. That's what
I feel like. There's so much to catch up on, but we also have a guest today, and I'm so thrilled to get to share her with everybody. And so, I think Super Trackers is going to have a lot of funny content and less serious this go around.
Yeah, because we're going to have to share them later. Okay, so well, let's just not keep anybody guessing on that. Ellen Scrametti's with us. Did you read her first book?
Yes.
Hey Jesus, It's Me or whatever. I did too. It's so funny. So she's on, she has a new book out called Cattywampus. If y'all don't know her, she is a Christian, but that's not, I mean, she is a Christian, but she's a comedian. She's has a new book coming out in November. What else? She does like bits on Instagram. She's pretty funny.
Yeah. Her first book, Hey Jesus, It's Me. And then I have questions, comments, and concerns. I saw one little skit. She's like, Hey Jesus, that, part in the Bible where you say it's better for a man to live alone in a desert than with a nagging wife, it really hit me. I really struck a chord. And I'm just wondering, does it matter which desert that I drop him on?
Yeah, she's pretty funny. And she's like totally normal, like one of us. So we have a good conversation with her. Yeah. And we get to talk about everything from dogs to hair curling, all the things. She's pretty funny.
All the things. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Hi, Heather.
Hey, Ellen. Welcome to Sidetracked.
Thank you, ladies. How are y'all doing?
Well, we're good. We've been talking about hair, and we realized we need to hit record because these our gals love listening to us talk about hair.
We talk a lot about hair. We do, and how Heather's always hot rolling, and then mine's really curly, and I'm always straightening. And then I bought hot rollers because Heather inspired me, but then I got them with too many of the small ones, Ellen, and I look like Annie.
Okay. Let me help you there.
Yeah.
Please.
On Amazon, there is a Clairol 12 roller set, and they're all 1.5-inch rollers.
That's what I need.
I'm writing it down.
And no matter, like right now, my hair is shorter. You just, it's just in God's hands what's going to happen, you know? And some days it looks better than others, but you just get in there.
Get in there and don't be shy. One time, Ellen, we were sitting here, like, let me show you. I got to lower my camera, everybody. And this is, okay, I'm sitting kind of talking and I'm like, man, I'm looking cute. And Heather's like, do you have a mullet? And I was like, I'm going to stop you there, ma'am. I just have layers. Thank you. And so then I'm like, oh, I look like a mullet on what Riverside, which is what we record on, everybody. It's like Zoom. I'm like, oh, and so now every time I get on it, I'm like, I look like I either have a real cute bob or real bad mullet. And then I don't know. So maybe I need to roller it.
You need to roller it. And then also I think just, it's 2026, but you've got to get in tune with your 80s baby.
Yeah.
Where it's like even a bad hot roller job is better than no hot roller job. And I don't know if any of you remember the Dukes of Hazzard episode where Daisy Dukes, they were teaching her how to do something. And she went into this room to like rebuild a carburetor and she didn't have light, but they already taught her how to rebuild the carburetor without lights. So I'm a comedian and I go to all these different locations. I know. And so I was opening. This is so great. I was opening for Jeff Foxworthy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. There, I rolled my hair no mirror because the guy was interviewing me. And so I am just rolling it.
You know, and it's muscle memory at this point. You know exactly which sections go where.
And his manager was like, are you doing this without a mirror? And I went, I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
35 years.
Yeah.
And Mr. Foxworthy was like, oh yeah, I got three daughters. It'll be beautiful.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun.
Wait, where did you grow up, Ellen? What town? What state?
Ripley, Mississippi.
Okay.
Mississippi. Real south.
Population, about 5,000. I graduated with about 95 to 100 kids. You know, but we were the biggest school in our county.
Yeah, you were. Okay. Yeah, you were. And if you were valedictorian of that school, that was big time. I'm not saying you were, Ellen. I don't know if you were or not. But
Nowhere near. But our valedictorian has gone to do great things.
Right, okay. Right. Here's the thing. I think that the really best comedians must come from little towns. Because what's his name? Nate? Nate's from small town, right?
Yeah.
Leanne, I don't know how small, but she's from, where's she from? Not Mississippi, but somewhere like that.
She's from East Tennessee. I did a reel one time where I said, if it gets any colder out here, we're going to kill a hog. And she messaged me and she said, I am from East Tennessee. And we would say that. And I remember the first time my mom said that. And I said, what are you talking about? Why would you kill a hog if it gets any colder? And she goes, would you kill a hog in the heat? Mm. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because you kill a hog when it's really, really cold, so it won't smell.
Oh, well, see, that's okay. Why. That's
this
why
is
Heather
information
and I,
we needed to know.
We haven't made it big because we don't know that because we live in Dallas. And like,
oh, you're very fancy.
Well, yep.
So
we
fancy.
Really are, Ellen. I hate to tell you, but if there's anything people say about us and sidetracked is those two are fancy. But no, we are not fancy, but we live in fancy town and we're just misfits. And that's, but
I'm
think
from
Dallas,
Indiana originally, so I'm not fancy by heart.
So you're fancy adjacent.
I guess I've learned, I've made some Texans, but yeah, no, I'm curious. Age-wise, because I saw like with your new book that they'll come out eventually this year.
Yes.
People can get
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus. That you're talking about you going through the hormone changes while your daughter's going through the hormone changes, and this is just not fair. But you seem so young.
Thank you.
How
thank
are you. Going
you.
Through hormone changes? This is
Dr. Melanie Petro.
Okay.
Is how I look so young.
Okay.
That is.
What's that mean? What is this? What's happening? Who's Melanie?
She's my injector.
Oh, your injector. Gosh.
Okay. We're not talking about patches. We're talking about facial.
And I'll tell you, here's the secret. My mom had me on the Clinique three-step system from the sixth grade. She was a good Southern mama. She was like, you are not putting on makeup until you understand that one of the worst things you can do in life, number one, accept the charges on a collect call. Number two, go to bed with your makeup on.
Yeah.
Ellen, I'm going to stop you there. We had this, and we're not going to go through it again because Melissa Radke, she emails me like twice a month and she's like, please tell me you washed your face last night. I'm like, Melissa, I know it's free to send an email, but you're wasting somebody's electricity sending an email asking if I washed my face last night. I didn't. I haven't. I will. I refuse.
It's a carefrontation. Can we just all take a moment?
I know. Let's have a moment of silence for that. And my straight hair.
Your skin is calling and it's saying, please wash me.
Why are you so proudly defending something that only hurts yourself?
I know that's Melissa Radke too. It's like every female comedian we ever talked to is like, wash your face. Ellen, here's the deal.
There is a book, Girl Wash Your Face.
This is it.
You see,
no matter.
That didn't end well.
That's true. This is, but listen. But here's what I'll say, to each his own. Look at you. Like, you have a gazillion podcasts. You're beautiful. People love you. All of this without washing your face. Maybe there is something in the years.
If I washed it, I would be unstoppable, Ellen.
Or could it be that years and years of old makeup is what's holding you together?
It is. I don't need Botox because literally
you're spackled.
Between the Botox and the amount of Diet Coke I drink, literally I'm preserved.
Yeah.
The lack of Botox, but the makeup. Hey, can I switch gears for a minute and tell you girls something? And Ellen, I have reason to believe you're a dog lover. Is that correct?
I am literally watching them hoping that no one goes crazy. Right,
I thought
now
you said I'm literally watching them humping each other was what you were about to say.
Okay.
No.
Well, all right. Here we are.
It's a little early, but I wouldn't put it past the little one.
It's the little one. You're hoping. Okay. So how many dogs do you have? Can you count them?
I have four, and I feel like I need to explain it.
Okay.
The crazy dog lady?
We never meant to do this, and we won't have this many again, but we love them all, not equally, but we love them all. Mm-hmm. So Dave was a rescue that I thought that Dave was going to make Molly, our really old golden retriever. I thought that it was going to bring Molly back to life and give Molly a few extra years. What actually happened is that he annoyed Molly so bad that she was like, "Where is the light? I would like to go to it now." Okay. Yeah. And I resented him for making her look for the light instead of adding more good years to her. So then when Molly passed Ginger Bear, who was my great love, we adopted Ginger. Mm-hmm. And then Ginger was so great because she is just this lazy, lazy dog. And we were like, oh, wow, we have cracked the code to a lazy doodle. Because they're supposed to be crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm. And We know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thought that we had cracked the code and we'd found this one lady that could breed normal doodles. And so this lady had a litter and my neighbor adopted Norm's brother and we adopted Norm.
Norm's the best dog name ever.
I'm listening to all these Ginger Bear.
Norm is big and brown. So he's like Norm Peterson. And Norm has half a brain cell. And come to find out, the reason why Ginger is so great is because she is one half golden retriever, one half doodle, as opposed to a traditional golden retriever is one half golden doodle, one half poodle. So it's like three quarters poodle.
Yeah.
But then my son was griping that everyone had their own dog and he was no dog's human.
And I would have said, too bad, so sad. But yeah, you said.
Somebody posted like, oh no, this mini doodle needs a home. And I was like, oh, we should be that home. And my husband was like, are you crazy? And I was like, yes. Well, that dog had a home. And so we couldn't do it. And I thought it was closed. And then the next morning I wake up and my husband has found Baby Cliff, our West Highland terrorist. Okay.
Well, if I might, Ellen, mm-hmm. we have a paradoodle. I don't know if she's an F1 or an F9. I will tell you what she is. She's half inbred and half dummy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
She's an F something.
She's a real jerk. And yeah. I wanted to kind of let you all know about, there's kind of, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a segment on this show, how much Cynthia hates her dog, but it's close. And I need to show y'all something and it's going to be awkward because I'm getting ready to pick up my computer and turn it and it's going to be a whole thing. But I want y'all to see, Heather, I texted you pictures. Okay. I need y'all to look right here. Oh, hold on, everybody. This is real life.
Oh, no. Oh, Cynthia. Oh, no, Cynthia. When did this happen?
Oh.
Do you see what I see?
There is glass on the ground in my picture.
Guys, let me tell you something. Oh, I'm back. My mic's back. Uh-oh. Hold on. Are y'all there? Okay.
Yep.
Guys, Heather, could you hold up the picture, the glass one, and show her? And then I'm going to just give you a little explanation.
There's quite a glare. I don't know. It's a lot of glass on the floor of your office.
Yes.
With some plastic covering what was a window.
Guys, let me tell you what happened. This dog, she lays next to my window in my office. And she, when another dog goes by, she loses her business. Like this number on the window, like scraping, scraping, scratching, all that, right? So just Saturday morning, I go for a peaceful walk because it's summer, Ellen. Heather, I have a lot of people in this house. I go for a peaceful walk and then the phone starts ringing. And apparently my youngest, Ellen, I have older, like college kids and a little one. My little one had a ball that he was bouncing in my office. And my sweet husband said, don't throw that ball in this house. And all of a sudden, about 10 minutes later, he hears crash noise, window breaking. My husband goes in there. He's like, you've got to be kidding me, JB. All in my kid's business. It wasn't me. It was the dog. And he's like, uh-huh. And then he sees, wait, there's blood. And the dog's paw is bleeding. Girl, a dog, you guys, a dog came by, she lost her mind, did that number, and broke the window out.
Oh, no. Did you have to have emergency surgery on Abby?
No, not yet, because she's got glass in her foot. And you know what? I think I'm trying to decide. And y'all send
you're
all
gonna
your-
let it stay. Are you going to let the glass stay and kill it?
Everyone, send your hate mail to heathermcfadden@gmail.com. I'm just kidding. You guys, I think she needs to live with it a little bit. There's lessons to be learned. Don't act a fool. My office window is broken out right now. And we have a shower, a wedding shower, 50 people coming over this weekend. I guess I better get on it, huh? I just want to share that with you and just tell you it didn't go well here this weekend with Abby.
Can I help you feel better about Abby?
Please.
Okay. So I am resting peacefully in my crypt. We're in a new house now. And all of a sudden I hear my husband yell words that I was like, oh, so we will be going to church later.
Oh.
Dave, our amazing rescue baby, protects us from squirrels. A squirrel.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fears in our life, but a squirrel attacking us is not one of them, thanks to Dave. Dave sees a squirrel. Our home at the time was a 1960 mid-century modern. It had those really cool rollout windows, like from schools.
Yes.
Okay. Dave, in an effort to protect us from the squirrel, he breaks that rollout window. I bring the window guy over. The guy goes, this is a 1960 window. There's no sheet of glass I can just put in here to fix this. We're going to have to change the whole top. Because it was four floor-to-ceiling windows. And he goes, we're going to have to change out the whole window. But then, since it's, you know, this is all vintage, we're going to have to change out all four windows.
No.
Then he says, you know, why don't you should just do a roller door that opens all the way the front to your den. And then he says, I was like, no, I want the cheapest thing possible. And then finally he's like, you don't understand how many people want one of these doors and you actually could have one. Okay. So then you get the door and then you realize, oh, okay. If you open the door, you're going to fall to your death.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then we have to build a deck.
It's like if you give a mouse a cookie.
If you give a dog a new door, then you build a deck.
And then in my husband's brain, because Dave is his great love, he goes, I'm so thankful that Dave did that. And I'm like, we have spent thousands fixing this. And he's like, I'm kind of happy Dave did this. And I'm like, I still remember the screech and the horrible words you said the day this happened.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is, yeah. Cynthia, this is an opportunity for a renovation.
This is an opportunity for,
well, yeah. And it's the front window in our house. And, you know, there's windows all the way across and we probably need new windows. But guys, who can afford new windows? Gas is so expensive. I'm barely filling the car up, I feel like. And then I'm like, new windows? What kind of luxury is that? You know what? I almost washed my face. It was so depressing.
Don't let it come to that.
It wasn't that bad. But I was like, it's either cut the mullet, get some rollers, wash my face. Like, I don't know. I don't drink, but I may start.
I think you should just make the wedding shower 80s themed, put some lattice in front of that window.
Yes.
It's a fake ivy from Hobby Lobby.
Yes. And then get out like a pink curtain to whatever the color is of the, put that behind the lattice and do the ivy.
And then it's like those kids like those photo shoots. They like those backgrounds.
They will think it's the greatest thing ever. So I would just see if your church has any old ivy from the 1980s.
Okay. Ellen, you're full service and I want to thank you for that. We're grateful.
You helped identify with her pain. You gave her solutions. I mean, this is like one of my life teams, Cynthia. You are experiencing
Heather's in Life Team all the time solving the world's problems. And then Heather will ask me sometimes, like, well, how did that make you feel? I'm like, I don't know. I've shoved my feelings down for 2 decades. I don't even know if I have feel anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. And who cares how it made you feel? No one cares.
Heather has a pillow. She has a feelings pillow she has to pull out for me because I don't really know. And she's like, well, you know, anger isn't a real emotion that you must feel. I'm like, look at that. Did you know there's that many feelings, Ellen? What?
You were just making up feelings. You were either happy,
feeling
sad,
confident,
asleep,
respected, isolated, and vulnerable.
I'm going to tell you right now, Heather. Do not ever let Cynthia and I go to lunch with you because we will gang up on you. And one of us will sit on, we're going to sit on you until you feel confident.
And she only weighs like 9 pounds now. She's lost a lot of weight. So, I mean, we could take her.
Hey,
I mean,
GLP-1 for life, okay? Hashtag GLP-1 for life.
GLP-1, Cynthia sits on Heather and brings friend, new friend Ellen along. I don't know. Ellen.
Hey, I'm not killing cockroaches in my bathroom like Cynthia is. The poor cockroach is like, where's that GLP-1?
What is she supposed to do? Serve him tea?
I stepped on one in the middle of the night. We had a rogue cockroach and I told her it was dead. And she goes, before or after you stepped on it, it never had a chance.
It had a chance.
I don't know. Good point. That thing was screaming, take a GLP. Take it for the love of all that's good. What?
Is that your sign? Is that your, like, God sent a cockroach?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's I'm not saying it was a sign like the, like, you know, the manna in the cloud for the Israelites, but I'm not saying it ain't. I don't know.
Have you ever done a GLP-1, Cynthia?
It wasn't good, Ellen. I puked
it's not.
My head off.
Listen, for some people, it's like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, this is, thank you. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it's like, I'll be fat.
I told the doctor, this falls under way too much information, everyone. I told the doctor that prescribed it. I was like, well, I was going to try. I was on the front end. Like, Heather was on the front end of podcasting. I was on the front end of the GLP-1. I'm like,
Did you get the $50 coupon? Because I got the $50 coupon where I got the real Wegovy for $50 a prescription.
Yes, I did. And I puked my head off. And you know what the doctor said to me? Are y'all ready? This guy who has never had a weight problem in his life. He goes, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but either way, at least you're not eating then. Because I was just throwing up and I go, sir, I believe that was the wrong answer. And so, but then I thought, you know what? He's got a point. I mean, you know, you one way or another.
You need calories for your body to work. But no, I'm a big fan. For me, it's been very helpful. But
yeah,
you know what?
And she looks fantastic. And she just hiked a billion miles. So way to go.
A billion miles. I have a story about that. Yeah.
So when I was talking about Dr. Petro, she does, so if you lose, when you lose weight, sometimes you lose volume. And so she does Sculptra right here. She does Sculptra right here. And it's like a collagen thing. And anyway, so that's how my face is full. And then she does a little zhuzhing.
Wait, so did you lose a lot of weight and then she sculpted you?
Uh-huh.
Do you think she could do my, I mean, there's some other areas that could use some sculpting.
Yeah. I say, for me, I'm thinking of my own body that I like. Sometimes I'm like looking at it going.
So you need to fly to Mississippi? Is this a thing, Cynthia? You're going to go visit this doctor?
Well, I'm in Birmingham now. Oh, I live in Birmingham.
Oh, yes. I've been to Birmingham twice recently to hang with Carrie Kampakis. Do you know Carrie? She's adorable. She does a ministry for.
She's a lot of girls.
Yes.
Girl moms.
Yes.
She's amazing. I was there. I stayed at that hotel. What's that hotel that's so great there? The
Bohemian.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Didn't know. I went to Auburn. I don't even have a kid at Auburn. Went twice. My friend has kids there. So I've been in and out of Birmingham. Really love it. Let's hang out next time. Well, you could hot roll my hair.
I'll hot roll your hair.
I could wash my face with your Clairol. What's it called?
Well, Clinique, three-step.
Oh, sorry, Clinique. I could wash
my
face.
Did you not do Clinique when you were growing up, Cynthia?
I forgot. I used that. Yeah, I used that. What's the one? The toner.
Mm-hmm. I still use the No. 2 toner. I am 48 years old, about to be 49, and I'm still using. And if someone said, oh, Ellen, I think you should do 3 or you should do 1, I'd be like, no.
It's No. 2.
I'm sorry. I'm a No. 2. Thank you so much. If you could just mind your business.
Yeah.
Because no, again, if it's whatever whatever voodoo number two is doing, I want it to keep doing.
Yeah. Yeah. If it ain't broke.
Don't. Do you think I could come to your doctor if I go and I could get some Botox? Because remember when I was on, whose was it? Was it when Candace was on my podcast, Heather? I think, I can't remember. Maybe Candace.
They were criticizing Candace's forehead.
And then they said, and she needs Botox too, about me. And I'm like, hey, you can make fun of Candace. She's ginormous and a billionaire. Poor Cynthia's over here just trying to get by and replace a window. You can't make fun of mine. But
don't
I got
criticize her wrinkles on her forehead. No.
And I have to have them. What I love about Dr. Petro is that she knows, you know, I do stand up. And so much of my comedy, it's like facial expressions. So she's like, we just have to figure out how to, you know, smooth you out and like have your face still move. So I love that about her.
That's really smart. Yeah.
Where can we catch your shows? When's your book out? Tell us all the deets.
Okay. So, Hey Jesus, It's Me. I Have Questions, Comments, and Concerns is out. Thank you. Cattywampus, A Southern Woman's Guide to Laughing When Life Goes Sideways, comes out November the 3rd. And I will start pre-sales because what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually drive to Arkansas to Givington's and sign every pre-order book in real life.
Well, if you're that close to Texas, just come see us. Yeah. Why not?
So we're going to be, well, I'll be in Texas soon. I'm going to be in Austin July 23rd.
Okay. Well, come on.
So I'll be at Cap City July 23rd. I'm going to be in next week. I'll be in Richmond and Virginia Beach. Then I'll be in Lowell, Arkansas.
Okay.
July the 9th, then Austin, then I'm in Lexington, and then I've got to get more dates. But then the book comes out and November 3rd. And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited. I just realized that I right now have two girlfriends who are pregnant and I have girlfriends that are going, guess what? I'm going to be a grandma.
Yeah. You've got it all.
It's just, and then my little boy is in seventh grade. So I'm still doing carpool.
I tell people all the time, I'm the only mom, you know, that's doing math, facts and menopause. Because I have a late arrival too, so I'm with you. Well, as two girls who have released books, I just released one this last year, so I feel you deeply. Pre-orders matter, everybody. So jump on there, pre-order. We'll link it in the podcast notes. You can catch her shows. Where do they see your schedule? Like, what's your website or Insta? What do you want people to look at?
Yeah, go to ellenscrametti.com. Join my newsletter. It's called Committee on Committees.
Perfect. Committee on Committees. That's fabulous. I was on one of those one time, but I don't want to be a bragger.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Not to brag, but yeah. Committee on Committees in the Baptist Church, they choose the chairs. They choose the chairs and the co-chairs of all the committees.
I grew up Baptist. I'm here for it, Ellen. That's another day discussion. We can go through all the Baptist ways someday too. And then we can add in Heather's feelings pillow while we do it. And
as a pre-order gift, you will get Heather's feelings pillow and we'll do a drawing. And one person, we take the feelings pillow and we'll hit you with it, Cynthia.
We'll smother you. And then all your feelings will go away.
Yes. Let Jesus handle it in real life.
You know
what?
Speaking of smothering, I think, Cynthia, you would appreciate the chapter in the Cattywampus. I sent you the name of it. It says, I wanted it done right and other reasons I wrote my own obituary. I feel like that aligns with everything you've told me, Cynthia, about you've already decided what your funeral is going to be like and what will be there. No bagpipes, that kind of thing. So I feel like y'all could align on.
I hate a bagpipe. And listen, nobody. I don't come in black. I don't want to see your cheap black dress you had to buy because you don't own anything black. Because I didn't, and I had to go buy the cheap black dress. Like, I just come in your color. Be fun. Be funny. I deserve that. And put my daughter up there. She's real funny and sarcastic. You don't have to tell everybody I was great. If I was, they would know it. Just tell them the truth and let's just call it what it is. But I like writing your own obit. I might work on that.
I say this in my show because it's, you know, my show is comedy, but it's also, you know, it's my mission field for the ladies. And I ask ladies, if you don't do it, who's going to? And if you're a boy mom, if you're a boy mom, your obituary is going to be, she lived and she died.
She fed me some food.
She was always late.
It's good. They won't even say it's good. It was like, I ate food and what's for dinner? It'll say what's for dinner. That's what it's going to say.
Yeah. She made a mean dino nugget. My son just recently realized, he once said, "It's so nice how Dylan always comes to check on Mimi." That's my nephew. And I said, "Well, Mimi is his grandmother." And he goes, "What? What?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then his, you know, that's, Mimi has other grandkids. And he's like, "She does not." Because we don't live in Ripley. We just, you know, we come visit. And so he was like, "Who else?" And I was like, "Well, his sister, Allie." Allie's his sister. You know, like, because boys are just so oblivious.
Mm-hmm. Oblivious.
Oblivious. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I got four of them, Ellen. I got four of them.
They're just in a dream world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I college son a couple of years ago had been to a funeral and realized at the funeral of a younger mom and that they have the slideshow. And I think it finally clicked with him. Oh, we've never taken a pic of mom. Who wants that? And so now when we go somewhere, he'll say, "Oh, hold on. We got to take a funeral slideshow pic." And he will say, "Mom, come over here," and he'll take a quick selfie. Or they'll put me by myself in front of like something. I'm like, why am I alone at SeaWorld with Shamu jumping in the background? Like, that's the slideshow pic I'm going to get? Like, I don't understand. So
they're going to say, "She looks so thin."
Yeah.
Next to Shamu. You know what I would
do? The next time they take the funeral slideshow pic, I would just do this.
Oh, like I'm laying down dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just lay on the ground. That'll show them.
I'm just going to tell you, it will look like, if y'all get to attend my funeral, and I'd appreciate if you would, and maybe y'all could do some stand-up and have her walk people through their emotions of it.
Yeah.
But let me just say that if she only would have washed her face. But here's what I would say about it. It will look like I didn't attend one birthday party and I was never at Christmas for the first two decades of these children's. And I want you to say she was there. But then when I throw up the weird picture of me in Italy by myself, like, oh, so she took trips by herself? Just know, every mom will know, but will you just make sure that people know it's because nobody cared to take a picture of her until they figured out she might die, and then they took them all by herself.
Yeah, and still didn't say, "Oh, hey, one of you take the picture."
No.
Truly, ladies, we have to plan our own funerals and our own obituaries, because if we don't, it's just going to be horrible. And I also tell the men at my show, I'm like, if you're wondering, your obituary is being written a little every day.
Truth.
And it's up to you whether or not your obituary starts with "died unexpectedly" or "under suspicious circumstances." It's just a power that you control. But truly, we have, you know, we have guides for everything. Like, we have a birth announcement. We have a wedding announcement, engagement announcement. We have graduation announcement. We have all these announcements that, you know, and we have help writing them. You know, our mom, no, this is how you write a proper announcement, or you can pull up other ones. But the obituary is the one thing that I feel like, truly, we're the only people equipped to tell our story and should be telling our story. And, you know, our family could add in a little bit of salt and pepper to it if they want, you know, if they want to, but they don't know that you were on the flower committee at your church.
No.
And that's important to us, like, because it's your final record. Unless you've committed a crime, when you're Googled, it's either going to be your, you know, your jail record or your obituary.
Yeah. These are facts.
And you got to be so careful. You got to be so careful about where you say "in lieu of flowers," because, you know, if anybody dies, we've talked about this on our show. I won't go into it, but I become like a Dateline expert. If you say someone young died and you don't say why, I don't care if I knew them or not. I've got to know. So then I got to go through their Facebook, and then I got to find their Insta, and then it's private. And then I got to Google, and I go through it. But they're really, sometimes the only way to know is where you give flowers. And if so, help me, if somebody puts on mine, and they probably will, "in lieu of flowers, give money to the Golden Doodle Association of Texas," you're going to know she ate me, like, once and for all. Or it's going to be like, that's the only way to know what happened. And so I just want to be really careful that we get it right on where you should send your money in lieu of flowers, because I think that tells the story.
Can I just say too, I don't want you to send anything in lieu of flowers. I want you to send flowers in lieu of flowers, because that is how you know how loved you are, yeah, is by how many flowers you have. So I'm sorry. I'll give money in my life. You send flowers.
Mm-hmm. In lieu of flowers, send flowers. Yeah. Or the Dr. Petrie or whatever her name is. Maybe we throw We yeah. got a shout out to
Maybe
her.
Maybe she could start like a scholarship fund for
very tired mothers that love their children. But yeah, I'm just like, in lieu of flowers, don't even think about it. You call Ripley House of Flowers.
Yeah.
And have a really big arrangement.
You guys are so smart thinking about all this stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. Well,
y'all could talk for days, and I think you could. So, but Ellen does have a life, Cynthia. So I'm going to make sure she gets out of here because she's got an appointment with Dr. So-and-so. This episode is sponsored by Dr. Petrus.
Not to mention those hot rollers. I don't know. I mean, maybe that Clairol girl's going to stay all day, rollers, but we can't guarantee it. So we better cut our losses.
Yes. But yeah, seriously, go on Amazon and get the 12 set 1.5 inch. They're all big rollers, and it's
perfect.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Ellen, thanks for hanging out with us, and maybe come back closer to this release too. We'll chat about it again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, ladies. I love y'all to pieces, and I'll be in Texas soon, and we'll hang out and we'll talk about Heather's feelings.
Yeah, text we'll give you a Mambo Taxi. If we give Cynthia a Mambo Taxi, which is this drink that's like a margarita sangria swirl, she is going to spill all the things.
Let's do it.
She does Ellen, not drink.
I don't. But Ellen, if you can get close enough to us, we will. We have a feelings pillow and we'll travel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love Dallas. I love Dallas. So anyway, thank you, ladies, so much.
So nice to meet you. Bye, friends.
Thank you, ladies. Bye, y'all.
Hey, everyone, Heather, and I don't want to say this too strongly because you don't have this, but everyone needs a firstborn daughter, because firstborn daughter came home from college and we were talking about what to eat because, you know, Brett only eats meat and we don't want to eat meat all summer, just meat. And so I showed Kate Prep Dish and Kate has taken it to town. Let me read you the text. She literally, I'm not making this up, y'all. She just sent me this week, the three dishes she wants to try: the Korean beef bowls, the shrimp avocado wraps, and barbecue chicken with collard mash. And she gets them from Meal Prep. She finds the low carb option. But last week we had this collard mash, cauliflower, like mashed
potatoes. It's like a mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Heather. I was like, is this going to be like the chickpea noodles we all tried? No, the zucchini noodles we all tried one time for spaghetti, and they're so disgusting. It was the best. It was the best thing. Like, I almost would say it's mashed potatoes, the collard mash. So I tell you all this is in that the Ganoffs are meal prepping this summer. We are using the recipes. They are so good. They are healthy. They are different, and they are easy. So I just want to share that again, so testimonial.
I mean, I know every time y'all listen to us, we talk about Prep Dish, but if you haven't figured it out, basically on the Friday before that next week, you get four full meal plan options. You can choose carb-free, what is it, low-carb or?
Paleo, low-carb.
There's
super fast.
Super fast. Anyway, you choose one of them. It's a PDF. It's got the list of the meals, but then also your grocery list, and you can Instacart it if you want. It has how to prep it in one day if you don't want to make everything the night of. Anyway, simplifies your life. And it sounds like if you have an oldest daughter, just hand her the PDF.
let her. But y'all, it's been so good and good food, and everyone will eat them. Okay, stand down. JB won't, because JB won't eat anything. But everyone else loves it, eats it. It's good. It's healthy. And it makes grocery shopping so much more affordable because you're not just buying all the rando stuff. So anyway, I love it. Check it out.
So if you want to try it out 2 weeks for free, go to prepdish.com/sidetracked, past tense, prepdish.com/sidetracked. You can try it out for free for 2 weeks. She's funny. We got to have her back on.
Yeah, she said she'd come back. So we should try to go to one of her shows.
Yeah. Talking about hair, one of my friends, we were on that Park City trip and she's in the airport. We're getting ready to go. And a pilot walks up to her and he goes, "You have the best 80s hair I've ever seen."
No. No.
And she, like, thankfully has a good personality. She was like, "I will receive that." But how would you respond if somebody told you you have the best 80s hair?
Oh my gosh. Well, you,
like,
I mean,
seagulls, like big.
I mean, you told me I had a mullet and I'm still showing up every week. So I guess I'd be, I would probably immediately go and fire my hair guy and start over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My gosh. That is hilarious. And who's married to him? I wonder.
Yeah. The, like, pilot.
Who's married to that pilot? Because I don't know. Rykianoff knows better than that. He's not, he's not walking to court one day and he's like, "Hey man, that big rear somehow works on you." I mean, he knows better. He didn't comment on women what they're wearing.
Dallas. No, no,
no, no. Okay. I'm going to chalk that up that he's not from the South.
That's true. So I do have some stories from my Park City trip, but they are for sure Super Tracker only. Okay. One happened, I will tell you, one of the days, four of the girls wanted to get massages. I'm not a big massage person. Not that I don't enjoy them, but I don't enjoy spending the money when I could buy a dress instead. Like, yeah, okay. To me, it's like momentary, it feels good, but then you're done. Bruce loves a massage. Okay.
I want to stop you there. After last week's comment on favors, I want you to take a pause before where you're headed next.
I just am saying, like, I think it's because he's so tall and, like, his back probably carries more tension. He also would claim that he's always giving me massages, so why would
Again. Okay, anyway,
so I knew it was his birthday. I was like, well, some of the girls are getting massages. Do you want to go with them or do you want to go with the other people who are going to go on a hike? And so he chose to go with the four girls. So it was four girls and Bruce spending the day together while the rest of us, it was me and another gal and then the other boys, went on a 5-hour hike.
Ooh, how steep?
The last mile was climbing up rock piles, at a 45 degree incline. It felt like a Stairmaster on steroids. And if you could have seen what I went through and what I survived and, like, the slick areas where water is going over the rocks and no injuries. But you know when I got injured?
No, when?
You could still see the parking lot. Ugh. We had just gotten out of the car. We were just walking on a path. We can still see houses like it's a neighborhood.
I'm trying
to download the app for the hike. And I'm looking at my dumb phone and I trip and I skid and my hand's still healing, but you can see the scar.
Oh my. And you know, those other husbands were like, Hey girl, you best go with your husband over to the massage.
I was trying to act like, oh, no big deal. While it's bleeding, there's like rocks lodged in my hand.
Oh, no.
I finally, we were like hiking a while and I was like, "Hey, Abby, do you have any," not Abby the dog, Abby my friend, "do you have any bandages perhaps?" And I show it to her and she's like, "Oh my gosh." She's getting her water thing and squirting water in it. And it's become, and one of the guys goes, "Heather, I honestly don't mind us having to stop because already we were at an incline and we'd only been in like 10 minutes and it was hot anyway." So Bruce made the better choice.
Oh, for sure he did. Was there any point in that hike where you're like, "I'm not sure I make it all the way up yet. This is embarrassing because everybody else seems okay"? Or was everybody equally on death's door?
Thankfully, there was one of the husbands who we've known forever. He was more my pace and was willing to stay back with me.
Yeah.
But I really was the last person. And it was more like I had to keep my heart rate down. The dance class wasn't enough cardio preparation for this situation. Like,
oh my God. If they would only have put on some Led Zeppelin, you really could have made it to the top.
I know. Anyway, so thankfully, I mean, then we get back and his wife goes, "So did you and Heather trauma bond?"
I'm really proud of you, by the way. And I saw your story or post or something that you've taken off some pounds and you felt good and you could get up there and do it. And like, that's a moment. And I think we celebrate that because you got up there and you did it. Did you fall down near the parking lot? Yes, Heather, but we are your people and we champion you.
And I saw two snakes and they didn't get me. They didn't
get me. You don't have to be faster than the snake. You just have to be faster than the guy behind you.
That's right. Or let it pass in front of you. Anyway, I have a story from what happened that day that really, truly can only be in Super Trackers and another one. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else before we're sidetracked by? I was going to mention one thing and then we could get to that if it's okay. But if you have something, go on.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say one thing. What if we, and it would be cool if you DM'd us, but I think we should, you know how you and I talk a lot about how this show makes you a student of life of things that are funny. Like you just have to pay attention to things that are funny, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think this summer as part of that is we need to have like a little summer series on Sidetrack. And we're just going to call it, I mean, this is, I've really worked it out a lot in my head. You'll be able to tell, but like my favorite summer moment. And each week, I think we should just say this was my favorite summer moment because I'm having a lot of unfavorite summer moments, but I'm having these quick little moments where I'm like, that's a moment in time. I want to remember this. And so now I'm taking a picture and my family's like, what are we doing? But I just want to tell you real quick, each week, remember your favorite summer moment and you can DM it to us and we will celebrate it with you. We might even repost it. Here's mine.
And maybe we could workshop a title.
No, I thought mine was good.
Summer sidetrack. Sidetracked by summer. I don't know.
Oh, that's good. A hashtag, if you will. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people use hashtags, but okay. So Heather, you're good at that. You'll come up with a name of it.
Everybody here, I feel like they're great. Like with your grown up field trips, they're like sidetracked. I'm like, that's brilliant.
Sidetracked. Yes. With like T-R-E-K. That was so genius. Yeah, that's next week, by the way, everybody. The field trip. I'll let you know. We'll let you know if we're ever going to do one for like everyone. Yeah. Okay. But listen, my favorite summer moment, we are in front of Shields. Shields is a huge sporting good place. Like Academy on steroids. If you don't live near Shields, behind it, they have a grassy area, but it's turf. And people like have their picnics and they're breastfeeding their newborn and doing all the things out there. And so I don't know, I happen to notice that. And so my family is walking by on our way to eat somewhere and or on our way back. And we had bought a football at Shields for the pool. And so Mike or somebody pulls out of the bag. And so Brett's joking. He's like, go long, Kate. And so everybody, all of a sudden I look and my whole family's playing football out there. And by whole family, not me. So cute. Kate and I are in dresses because we went and ate at this cool, kind of nicer place. Brett throws a football. You guys remember that Kate's my athlete. I mean, well, they're all athletic, but me. But Kate is really, really athletic. And Kate goes running in her long maxi dress for the pass. I mean, clear across, jumping babies, jumping dogs, all the things, catches that football and then wipes out. And goes flying across the turf or whatever. And we're dying. I have it on video for whatever reason. She just busts it. Well, she gets up and she's limping. And Kate's never broken a bone, never had any injuries. Guys, she has turf toe. You hear about it on the football. What? Do you remember in the NFL, you hear about like he's out for 2 weeks with turf toe. Apparently it really does exist. Her toe is black and huge and she can barely walk, all from the Shields. But that was my summer moment. The whole family's playing football and Kate, that's my little lady, goes out for the pass and wipes it in her maxi dress. I told her I was scared to death there was going to be a sticky boob flying. You know how they all use those sticky boobs instead of a bra? It's like,
what are they called? Cakes or something?
I don't know. She always refers to them as sticky boob. I'm like, my biggest fear was there's going to be a sticky boob flying somewhere. some toddler deserved better. But that was my favorite summer moment, everyone. There you go. But in Super Trackers, by the way, I have to tell y'all, I went to the gynecologist. I know everybody's dying to hear about my hormone journey. No. I know. Okay. Nobody cares. I got hormones. You deserve to know about that. And then I also want to talk about this new show our family is watching that we just started and some thoughts on that. And then also I have a little summer challenge for you, if you will. But we'll set for Super Trackers because it's been a long show today.
We have a long show. Okay. Sidetracked by.
What are you? Tell me, Heather.
Okay. I've got a pen right here. This is what they gave us at Texas A&M. It is the Texas A&M maroon, which to me is its own journey. I went on Amazon. I thought I'm going to get some cute tops that I could wear at this orientation. Wrong. Totally wrong. I've linked them in our notes if you want to click on them. I can share them with people if you want to know what's wrong. If your child goes to Alabama or someplace where red is the color,
oh yeah,
maybe
that's wrong.
You guys could get these. No, mm-hmm. they're terrible. They're what I've learned is I took a koozie someone gave him, an A&M koozie. I took that with me to the store and I used it as a color guide because it's really more of like got a purpley maroon. Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's not wine colored or anyway, it's a real unique color. You know it when you see it.
Okay.
But that I've been very sidetracked by figuring this out and because I'm such a big fan right now. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, that I, yes. And I feel like I got totally inundated with that when my first one went to UT because Texas is real weird about their burnt orange. Don't you play around with that burnt orange, everybody. I was like,
very
okay.
unique color. Yeah.
All right. Not Halloween. I get it, everyone. Okay. The first thing I'm sidetracked by, and if you were on our live the other day, then you got a full view of it. But I am sidetracked by, sorry, I didn't put it in the links, but I will, Heather. I am sidetracked by these. I was this many years old, as I like to say, when I learned that you can buy cushions, like, you know, instead of buying new cushions for your patio furniture, Abby's destroyed our patio furniture. It's muddy. It's disgusting. We have a kind of expensive sectional out there and it has beigey white cushions. Okay. That are now like mud infested, disgusting. So I was trying to buy new cushions. It cost a fortune. Why not just buy a new couch at this point? Right. The whole thing. And then I ran across on the Amazon, and this is life-changing information. You're welcome. They make, you guys, cushions that go over, not cushions, covers that go over your cushions, but not like, you know how you have to unzip them and then you pull them out and then you lose your will to live? No, ma'am. They go over like a fitted sheet over each of your cushions. And you buy this set, and I'm going to tell you something, my life has changed. And the ones I got are navy blue, and they come with, they come with 12 pieces because that's how many I need. I actually needed 11, but you know, here we are. And they just fit over like a fitted sheet. And then when your dog acts like a fool, you just take them off and you wash them and you're good to go again. And now if you go sit out there and you look, you're like, okay, these aren't exactly fitted perfectly. Who cares? Because from inside, it looks fantastic. It looks like a new couch out there.
It's amazing.
You throw a few cute, cheap ferns, a fern will solve any outdoor problem.
Or a good hydrangea. You do have to water them every single day. That's
every single day. And I don't care if you had your appendix out. You get someone out there to water them. They don't care. But I need you to know that these new cushions are life-changing. It looks so good. Oh, I just found the link. I'm sending it to you now, Heather. Okay. And so everyone, if your couch cushions stink and you can't afford to spend $7,000 replacing the cushions, then get these, cover them up, start over, buy a fern. Your life is done, set.
I love that. That's super helpful.
You're welcome. I sent it to you. Yes, ma'am.
So I have, with all of the traveling and being gone the last 2 weeks and kind of transitioning from school and all the graduations to summer, I haven't really felt like I've gotten downtime. So I was very, very intentional this weekend to sit with my paint by number and just Netflix binge. And so I binged the show Four Seasons, the second season. Did you watch the first season?
I watched the first one, yeah.
And I'm not saying we're not saying this all aligns with the, you know, all of our core beliefs, but it's an entertaining show. And here's what I'm going to say about it. They have one episode where they do a flashback to COVID Thanksgiving. And it was like so well done.
Really?
And also it brought it back. I was like, oh yeah, we went through that. It was the first TV show where I'd seen them portray a part of history that was recent and yet not recent. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so again, I'm not recommending the show as far as like, this is how you should live your life. But anywho.
Yeah.
I was entertained. Okay. I was entertained while I was painting by number.
Yeah. Okay. You gave me a, by the way, a bookmark crafting thing when I was having a bad week. You left it on my doorstep, which was so darling. Kate Yanoff has crafted the heck out of a bookmark. She loves it so much. My undiagnosed ADHD has not started it, but I'm going to, cause there's like four bookmarks, but it's so cute. So sorry. That was
like a bedazzled, you kind of match the little, it's called diamond something. Diamond art?
They're cute.
Diamond art. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My second thing is I'm reading a book Shout out Julie Peake. I saw on her social that she was reading in Europe. And since I'm not in Europe, I might as well just read the book she's reading. Why not? Vicariously. It's called The Calamity Club. And it's
the gal that wrote The Help.
The Help. It's so cute. And listen, it's got some stuff in there like most books. But I would give it, I'm not done with it, but I'm 2/3 of the way through and I'm giving it an A+. I'm listening to it and the audible's really good. So Calamity Club, if you're looking for a book, I'm enjoying it.
And it's a big book when you see the book in the bookstore.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Because, how many hours?
Well, I don't know because I've been listening and listening and listening. I'll look it up while we're talking. And I'm like, how is there still 10 hours left in this thing? Yeah, but I'm enjoying every second of it. I think it's so well done. And yeah, it's The Lady from The Help. You guys, I've been listening to it for a week and I have 13 hours left. So here we are. And you know, I listened to it on 2.0. I don't know how to find a total time on it, but,
no, I think it's got to be long because I think that book is like a 400 pager. I mean, it's not a short book.
Okay. Well, I'm so enjoying it. So put that on your list, everybody.
Okay. Good to know. My last thing I'm sidetracked by is sometimes I get on TikTok. Okay. Sometimes. Okay.
You get no judgment.
Sometimes I do. And when they're not showing me people getting pulled over or people who are bad parents and their kids are getting taken from them, or sorority girls going through Rush, I get, you know, like the TikTok shop. And I saw these cute track pants and I was like, I'm sure I could find those on Amazon. I did. So I'm a little bit distracted because it's kind of like a more flowy casual pant. I'm looking for that. I don't necessarily always want to like put on a yoga pant.
Agreed.
In the summer and like, but I want something casual. So it's a good option, I think. I think I'm going to go for the green with the white stripe. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Those are cute. I'm going to get – I mean, I'm a sold. I'm going to get that blue with the white stripe.
Yeah, now, the blue with the white stripe was cute.
Cute. My question is I'm going to wonder if they're too long because I'm so darn short. But here's my question. The model is wearing them. Guys, they're cute. They're cute, casual track. The model is wearing them with a like a half shirt, white half shirt, which is great. And that's a great journey for you, girl. But for the rest of us, what are we going to wear with that? A white t-shirt in front tucket? What are we going to do?
I'm real big into those kind of high neck white tanks, the ribbed.
Okay.
That are tight. I do think you need a tighter shirt for a pant like that because it's so baggy.
Bringing sexy back, Heather is.
I'm just saying, I think you need a tighter tank. And
I think the Yanoff family deserves better than my tight tank, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. There's a great tank at Target. I'll put it in the show notes that I just got that has built in everything. So you don't even need like a second sports bra. Like in the summer, it's just so hot. If you want one less layer, it's got the built in and it's a cute little white tank. I don't know.
Okay. I like it.
Okay. What are you sidetracked by?
Okay, my last one. Here's my last one. And this isn't, this is so unhelpful because I forgot to bring it in here. But JB, just for anyone who has kids with curly hair, I'm just putting this out there. JB's hair is really curly. And JB is, I wouldn't say like the texture is afro, but kind of that. It's really curly. And so being the whitest people you ever know with an adopted kiddo that has different hair texture and all the things, I've had to learn a lot. And so my friend, shout out Linnell, told me you need this curl cream and it's so good. And while you're wrapping us up, I'm going to go grab it so I can tell you all the name. But if you have kids with curly hair and you need a curl cream, especially in the summer, maybe for yourself, I haven't tried it on my own hair, although I should. But it's the summer in and out of the pool and his hair gets so dry. And anyway, every morning I just give it a little spray with like a little spray bottle and then I put this stuff in it and it's great. So if your kids have curly hair and you're trying to figure out how to manage it and you don't want them to look like they are homeless, this is a good option.
Okay. Yeah. Send that to me.
Okay.
Bruce is, you know, Bruce has really curly hair. So we've gone through all the products, you know, all the products. Are you leaving? Are you gone? It's now a solo show, apparently. I'm just going to talk to myself. Oh, she's literally going to go get it.
This is why you shouldn't have a one-man show. You should never have a one-man show because then you have to entertain. It's called Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Weightless Smooth and Curl Cream for waves and curls. So just wanted to share something practical.
Show it to me on the camera. I need to see. I'm very visual, not Cantu. Okay.
Yeah. Just wanted to give y'all
smooth and curl cream. Okay.
A little practical. Okay. We've gone immensely too long. That's super trackers. Okay, Super Trackers, there's so many of you. We're so thankful for you guys for keeping the show alive and going. I'm going to talk about some hormones. I already said this. The show we're watching and a challenge for the summer. And you're going to share some additional. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're right. Super Tracker, we'll see you there. If not, everybody else, we'll see you next week or in two weeks. Yeah.
Oh, and if you're not a Super Tracker, sign up at sidetracked.supercast.com. You can either pay monthly, which is $6 a month, or you can pay for the whole year, $60. We'd love to have you join us. Over there, you get an extra 2 episodes a month. All right. Bye.
Bye.